Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Ladies and Gentlemen, Zeit Era! See, that was me pretend. Remember that day? Oh man, those were the days when Sierra was out here. I am Miles and I am joined here today by Super Duke Anna Hosnier.
Hi. That's funny you say when she was out here, because clearly you didn't watch her helping do some co-hosting bits on the New Year's Eve special.
Which one? The CNN one?
I was watching them all at the same time. I can't remember exactly which one it was, but I think it was the Ryan Seacrest one.
Was Jazzy Faye there?
I don't recall, but she did a whole bit about dance moves throughout the years. And she just like her and her like dance crew like did a bunch of dances from all the different years over the years. I don't know. So anyway, still out here, honey.
Still out here. Oh, well, apologies to Sierra. We're here, but look, we're not here to talk about Sierra. We're here to talk about what the is trending. And up top, my God, Mountain Dew Baja Blast with alcohol. We knew that Mountain Dew was getting into boozy drinks, but they just completely are really trying to explode my heart by saying they are now coming out with a boozy Baja Blast. Are you kidding me? Please just start coordinating for my funeral, because I will
not
drink this.
Me.
Huh?
Not I.
Yeah, that's fine. You have self-respect. I think that's the biggest difference here. I'm willing to poison myself with like washer fluid.
I genuinely don't think I've ever tried Mountain Dew.
In any form?
No, it's just never really been my thing.
Damn. You could make an NFT out of that. Anna tries Mountain Dew for the first time. Sell that as a gift.
No.
Try it. That's all I'm saying.
I will not lean into this Jack O'Brien lifestyle, okay?
Luckily for him, he's sober, so he's not going to succumb to the siren's call like I will to Mountain Dew Baja Blast. But yeah, it seemed like the first obvious choice, but hey, you know, nobody's perfect. What do you think about, and I hate to even put it like this, would you ever flash your dog's butt to make a point to someone if you're in an argument?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, then you could be West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, who Bette Midler, she's angry at Joe Manchin and was saying like, look, you know, the something about how West Virginia is like illiterate and strung out and poor. And Jim Justice, he had something to say because he had a State of the Union, I believe, or State of the State address to his state legislature. And I'm just going to play this because this is a governor of a state who's holding a bulldog with a harness that looks very tight, trying to clap back at Bette Midler.
Absolutely too many people doubted us. They never believed in West Virginia. They never believed in West Virginia that we could do it. They never believed that the new cores or the Green Power or Owens and Minor, they never believed they'd be here. They told every bad joke in the world about us. And so from that standpoint, Baby Dog tells Bette Midler and all those out there, kiss her honey.
Oh, they're loving it in there because he flashed a dog's butthole to an entire room of elected officials.
That was a big old butthole, too.
I think it's because, you know, it looked bigger than normal, but I think that's because, you know, the tail's cut off on a bulldog, so the tail's like all curled up.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of looks like poop hanging out. I don't know. Either way, I'm not sure that actually proved your point, because it is true that the literacy rate is pretty low in West Virginia, and the poverty that the people of West Virginia experience is quite severe. But other than that, he just said, they always try and knock us down, and I'm going to refer to five companies that are here and then say, Bette Midler, this is my dog's asshole. Mic drop.
I don't know. It did work on me.
You're like, I don't know about Bette Midler. Yeah. I think she's canceled.
I mean, the idea that you would come for Bette Midler, who I would say Bette Midler has already come for herself. I don't even see, like, what is Bette Midler doing these days, you know? So it's like, I don't even know. Wow. It's funny how these politicians really get so hurt by like actors, like, right, just like people in the public eye. They get so hurt, and it's like, you know, you're a politician, you're technically supposed to be like above all that nonsense, but boy, is it not hard to be like, ew, on Twitter, and for them to be like, ah, and come for you and show you their dog's butthole. What?
It's hard out here for someone who isn't doing what they should to keep the people of their state, you know, flourishing. But I think that, too, you know, some good old-fashioned misogyny, too. There's plenty of people talking shit about Joe Manchin or the, you know, who knows. But the second you have this outspoken woman doing, and it's like, well, now I'm gonna bring my dog's asshole to the state legislature and prove my point that I don't know how to actually rebut the criticism that was hurled at me. Next thing that's trending is Kiribati, which is a remote Pacific island nation, and it's trending because this island has detected COVID-19 for the first time. This has been one of like the few places on Earth that was seen as, you know, quote, safe from coronavirus, because they were just doing, I think like a lot of smaller island nations, they were like, nope, shutting it down, because at least we can control who comes in here. And we have all kinds of travel restrictions and mandates and things like that. But it turns out when they opened, they sort of loosened their controls, COVID popped up, and you hate to see it. It just blew my mind that there was a place that people were like, COVID? No, we're good.
The only place I really know that COVID is like this concept that makes no, like, is just not real anymore is the Cayman Islands, right?
Right.
Like, that's like a place. Yeah, there are some places where, like,
it's pretty clean.
But I mean, Cayman Islands, I believe, is just very strict in how they like let people in and the quarantine laws, and they're pretty good about testing. But like not once, even through the last 2 years, have they been like, COVID?
Yeah.
Like, they are just now realizing, like, I honestly don't even understand anymore.
I mean,
as I'm speaking, I'm starting to confuse myself a little. Like, what do you mean you've never had COVID? Like, that's so chill.
Yeah, it almost makes you like angry. Like, you don't know what to do hearing that. You're like, what do you mean? But
no,
again,
they kind of like, it makes me think they're like pretty chill. Like,
I think they're lying. Yeah,
I think they're lying. No,
they're
they
actually lying.
Like,
everyone's lying there, so don't believe what they're saying. But yeah, it is astonishing to hear that. Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we'll keep talking these trends. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're black. Well, I am. But we are also back. And Cyclone Bomb is trending because, oh boy, if you're in the Northeast Mid-Atlantic, there is a major, major storm alert from DJ Khaled, Major Key. It's set to hit parts of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. I saw people with tweets like they were reposting from the weather service that like New York was going to get anywhere between 2 and 20 inches of snow. And some parts of New England are looking at the same thing. Wind gusts of 50 to 60 miles an hour. I don't know what any of this is. Blizzard? Would you go on a Dairy Queen? Because I live in the desert out here, and the only snow I've seen is on TV most of the time. You been through a cyclone bomb?
Yeah, I think once in Iran I went through that.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if those were the exact words but yeah, they used severe, to describe it.
Severe storm, like yeah, snowstorm?
Yeah. Yeah, I experienced that in Iran. Real great time. Wait, no, it wasn't because I couldn't do anything. I could just stay inside with my 90-year-old aunt,
mm-hmm.
watch Turkish soap operas,
mm-hmm.
drink tea. And yeah, I mean, I think I just described my entire 2 weeks.
This is looking. Wait, it was 2 weeks you were like stuck in those conditions?
Oh, it was a long time, honey. Very low internet productivity as well.
Right.
Internet wasn't working great because I think it was during an election time. So they slowed the internet down. So there's really, really nothing you can do.
Right. Except watch Turkish soap operas.
Yeah. And sit with one of my cousins who was kind of like, I mean, honestly, like didn't bother him because he's from there. But if you're an American and you're used to your ways.
And we are.
And you can't go outside.
What do you mean the Wi-Fi's out?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
So there's literally nothing.
Right.
I can watch. Because there's not even Persian really soap operas. So you have to watch Turkish soap operas.
Right.
But I don't really. I mean, I'm learning Turkish now, but at the time, my Turkish was not great.
Wait, do they dub them in Farsi or they just have subtitles?
where we are in, the region I was in was northern Iran, so it was dubbed in Azeri Turkish.
Oh, got it, got it.
Which I'm not, I can follow to an extent.
Right.
But in the context of a soap opera.
Yeah, you're like.
I'm really just reading context clues at this point. Like,
right.
Body
and also like your aunt's facial reactions. You're like,
yeah.
Ah, okay, that's bad. Okay,
but she's also like half checked out because she's 90 and doesn't really care that much. It's just more like something's on the TV for her to like zone right. out to.
Yeah, yeah. That was like and, my grandma watching baseball in Japan. She loved baseball. And she would just like have this TV by her bed with like, she would only wear one ear. She had this single earphone. It was like a long cable that only had one earbud.
Mm.
And she would just like hit her tobacco vape pen because we convinced her cigarettes didn't exist anymore because we were trying to get her to stop smoking. And she was like, wow, really? She's like,
wait,
they don't make them at all.
Wait, y'all tried to goodbye Lennon her?
Yeah, we had to. We're like, look, man, this shit's different right now. She's like, okay. And she was fucking with it. Because then she could smoke it in bed. Because sometimes we catch her smoking cigarettes in her bed. We're like, what the fuck are you doing? She's like, respect me. I was born 2 days before the Titanic sank.
The idea that you told her cigarettes don't exist anymore really kills me. Yeah, you know, unfortunately, sales were down. So
yeah, so bad. We eradicated them. That's what it kind of felt like.
That's
and the other thing,
hilarious.
Too, is because she was, my grandma was a little badass, always drinking her beers and smoking her cigarettes till the day she died. My uncle, who was taking care of her, was like, yo, I caught her asleep with a cigarette in the bed. I'm not about to have the whole place go up in flames because she can't, you know, that's, and that was sort of like the last straw. We're like, nah. Cigarettes are actually canceled in the entire world. So here you go.
That's
shout
incredible.
And then next up, Tiger King is trending because, you know, Joe Exotic, he was trying to, you know, all these pleas and appeals and trying to get out of jail and be like, I'm dying, even though I've done a lot of bad stuff, please. The federal judge just came back and they're like, yeah, I'm resentencing you to 21 years in prison. So hold that. You've still been convicted in a murder for hire plot against Carol Baskin. So
I really can't believe they did a season 2.
Did you watch any of it? It was not good.
Because I don't think there was anything else really to add.
No, there wasn't. If all you would do is catch up with people and like learn a little bit more. And when I saw it, when I figured it was like this, I'm like, I already knew it was not going to be good. But when I really saw what they're offering up, I was like, wow, you're really double dipping for these for these views. Because it's not, this is not anything worth watching.
I didn't think it was necessary to do a season 2, especially for how long it was. I was like, wrap it up. I think we got to the point pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what Netflix does. They got to get them clicks and they'll even rinse off stuff that just should have just been, it could have been a one and done. And finally, Jenny is trending from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City because, you know, she did an IG or an Instagram live to address her racist Facebook posts, her firing. And obviously, like, I get that she was fired and you know the stance here. There's so many people Bravo could have fired already, but chose not to. But she did the classic defense, which is, oh, if I'm so racist, then why would this black man appear in this video with me? And I'm just going to play you a section because Winter Mitchell like reposted like a sort of excerpt from it. And it's very telling just based on how this person talks.
You know, and that's why I'm sitting here right next to her right now. You know, I don't even live in Utah. You know, we talk every day. I don't even live here. But the minute that this happened, I got here because that's the type of friend I am.
He says, I'm not even from Utah. Like, huh? So what kind of friends are you? And the minute this happened, I was here because that's the type of person I am. It's not like, and the minute it happened, I was here because she's the type of person who I had to back up. He really was like, and that's the kind of person I have. Check me out on rentapoc.com, where you can rent any kind of person of color as a defense shield against accusations of racism.
I don't even understand, like, what is he saying? He's just there to be like, she's not racist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, honey, I think it's more that she didn't think you had the right to stand up for the fact that black people are being killed on the street. It's not really, I mean, it's just like the whole, I don't really like the over sweeping concept of she is not racist.
Well, yeah, it's completely
like, okay. It's more than that. It's more than just calling her just blatantly racist. Like, her posts covered a wide range of incredibly fucked up concepts.
Right. And I think, but it reveals, right, that's what racism does to your brain. It turns into a bunch of, like, swastika-shaped worms, and where you used to have a good-looking brain. Because the idea for her is racism is, I don't have any friends that aren't the exact same race as me. And if I do, then how could I be racist? And it misses the point so bad. I mean, but this is the kind of shit that we see all the time. It's the same thing as, like, well, as a father to a daughter and shit like that, that is meant to be, a defense against that, a shield, if you will. But I don't know. I mean, like, has Luann talked about her blackface yet?
No.
Oh.
Where's not.
Ramona at? She's still cooking?
Yes.
Ah.
She's fine. She's doing great.
Interesting. It's like Bravo has a track record of protecting the white women.
I just think it's interesting that one time that Kenya wore like a Native American costume. I forget exactly what it is from Real Housewives of Atlanta. And they made her make a statement. Yet Ramona Singer left and right be saying some of the wildest shit I've ever seen or heard on television, and they have not made her say a goddamn word.
Well, I think because, you know, you can just tell that the decision making is happening from very like-minded people, right? Oh, person of color transgresses, that's when there can be a count. White people, no one needs to stand to account for anything. Don't worry, because, like, we get it. I mean, Ramona's just she's just a wild card, you know? And we need them for the show. That's my reality TV. I keep coming back to this. Like, the casting's so fucking bad these days. That
I guess, like, if you are racist but you bring good television, it's okay.
No, that seems to be it. The same with 90 Day too. Like, you have people who are, the one guy was up out there for attempted murder, and they let his whole season play. And people were like, a cursory search reveals that this person is an attempted murderer.
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of seeing it also with Mariam Cosby, who's kind of self-exiting the show, but.
Right.
They would never fire her because Mariam Cosby is such, I think, batshit television, but says things like she's like a Mexican thug.
Right.
And like, you have,
what did she say too?
I love your beautiful slanted eyes.
Yeah. Whoa. Or even the first scene, she's like, I don't like to go to black neighborhoods. Wasn't she saying she didn't like to go to black neighborhoods? They're like, you're black, miss.
She expressed that she likes lighter skinned black men, and she said, well, that's just a personal preference. And it's like, you're actively talking about colorism without acknowledging it. Yeah. Which,
well,
is,
that's
like,
always that's always a thing. Preference isn't racism. Well, the way you're talking about okay, whatever, I'm not here to educate the ignorant. I'm
she
just
also
here
called
to...
And in this I people might not find it as troubling, which, you know, whatever, but she called Heather chubby. I was like, first of all, you're racist, you're ignorant, and you're an asshole.
Yeah, and you're just out here body shaming people for, like,
yeah,
for
you're
what?
Just body, you don't even know when to stop. And you know what? She did like a greeting card apology on her Instagram, but it was like...
Oh, you're talking about Jenny?
No, I'm talking about Mariam Cosby when she posted that greeting card with all the swoopy language, swoopy fonts apologizing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where you're like...
Huh?
Okay. but the thing is, I didn't hear Bravo say a damn word.
Right.
Because Mary's good television.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, we love a cult leader that has to marry their grandpa to keep the church going. So.
But yeah, based on my understanding, she's not coming back, but I don't think she likes being questioned anymore.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because, I mean, you look at, like, a number of posts of people that have been to her church and you're like, whoa, it's all bad. Anyway, this could easily turn into another reality show, but it won't. And with that, I think that is going to do it for today's trending episode. Have a great weekend, y'all. I'll be on Monday, but I'll be gone for a couple weeks taking a trip. Don't worry. I'm not, you know, well, I might be fired. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if Jack lets me back and, pray for me. But no, for real, I'll be, taking a quick break. I'll be back, though. Worry not. And with that, you already know, just please, please fuck with the vaccines. Please fuck with the masks. Fuck them. Don't kick racism, misogyny, and all that hatred bullshit in its ass if you see it. And until next time, we will talk to you then, which would make sense because that would be next time. Okay. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville. Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.